There's a new app that records your voice and takes 10 seconds to reveal whether you might have Parkinson's disease. Now, Parkinson's disease is currently diagnosed by a 90-minute evaluation with a neurologist, but Professor Dinesh Kumar from Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology started the study 7 years ago and thinks this might be the future. He joins me now. Hi there, Dinesh.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Nice to talk to you. Tell me what you set out to do 7 years ago when you began working on this.
Parkinson's disease is it's currently not curable. However, it can be managed if detected early. But many times people delay getting their diagnosis done because many of the symptoms do not appear till late. So there is an urgent need to detect the disease early. And the other thing is that after the disease is detected, it is also important and essential for regular monitoring whether the medicine is working for the patients or not. So these are the two challenges we had, and we started looking at various different symptoms. And we worked with neurologists and clinicians and nurses and patients to come up with one is which we are talking about right now, the voice one, and the other one which we reported earlier, which is the recognition of the change in handwriting. Mm. So the intention was, in this particular thing, what we're talking about now, the app, is to recognize the very small changes that happen in the voices of people because of the disease. The difficulty, of course, is... The difficulty, of course, is that we have natural differences between voices of people, and it changes with time. So how do you look for that little difference when there are significant other differences between people? So that was a challenge.
Yeah, I'll bet it was. Do you need a sample of the original voice? Like, would I need to give you my voice without Parkinson's and then check back in a few years later to see if it had changed?
I don't think any of us would keep such records of our voices.
No.
Most of us would not. So, and we know that that is not possible. So what we developed is a method, and we identified three phonemes, R, U, and M, which is actually based upon the Hindu mantra Om. It is based upon the same principle that it comes from three different parts of the vocal of our vocal model, which is the throat, the mouth, and then a nasal cavity. And we now make a person speak these three phonemes. We record that. So we're not looking at actually the differences between two voices, but how do people create the three different sounds? And our AI machine then identifies that to link with the disease or not disease, or to do with the medication or no medication.
I'm just going to name the elephant in the room, Dinesh, which is that I think a lot of people listening might think, man, I'd be nervous to use this app because I might not want to know.
Right. We do not want you to use the app. We want this app is to assist a neurologist or a clinician to be able to first monitor their patients and to perform screening of their people. Like people going for regular checkups after the age of 45 for their cholesterol or their bowel cancer, etc. Similarly, and this could be just a test sitting in the healthcare office to getting a quick screening every few years, and all's good, off you go. Maybe there's a doubt, why don't you go and meet the good neurologist down the street?
What is the accuracy, the success rate of detection with this app?
The success rate for identifying the disease in itself is about 82%, in the range between 82 and 90, but let's use a lower number. And for diagnosing, for detection of the medication aspect, it is sitting around 78%. So which in this field is rather very good. However, it is not something which I would recommend people to use independently because they might get confused with the results.
Yeah, okay. So you use it with your neurologist there, and if you get a positive result, presumably you then go on and do the standard 90-minute screening. If I get a negative result, if it tells me I don't have Parkinson's, can I be confident that I don't, or do I have to go through the 90-minute thing anyway?
Oh, no. So this intention is that we become older and we go to our GP, and the GP does a test for us and says, yeah, you're looking like you need to go and meet a neurologist. And no, you do not. We can always fine-tune it to make it more sensitive or specific. But in general, I would say that, no, if you've got a negative test, go to your regular stuff and then you're all right.
Okay. Do you have a name for the app, by the way?
We have come up with a very, very strange name called Voice Diag. As you can see, we are just scientists and not creative people at all.
Voice Diag. No, that's okay, because you're diagnosing via the human voice. And I understand not just Parkinson's.
Yes, and as a serendipitous during COVID time, and one of our colleagues was stuck in Indonesia and had access to COVID patients. So we also tested, not the same model. It's a totally different model, but using the same approach. We tried this on people with COVID, but who needed hospitalization and who were COVID, but without needing hospitalization. And we found that we could detect the difference between the two very well.
You're pretty excited by the possibilities of this?
Yes, we are. And we are now looking for some partners to help us get a TGA approval so that then it can roll out to masses. I mean, the intention is not only it to be suitable for people living in Auckland and Melbourne, but for places which have got less resources like than Australia and New Zealand, where they may not have an access to a neurologist in the future, where we can improve the lives of people. So smartphones are available everywhere, and this is something which does not need any high tech. It can be done quickly. We are hoping that it's something which can be rolled across around the globe.
What are the next steps for you?
Well, we are now, the first thing is that we have to get the TGA for this, which means that we have to conduct some registered clinicals. For that, we need some commercial partners and neurologists and other friends to help conduct these tests.
Sorry, what's TGA, Dinesh?
TGA is Therapeutics Good Administration, which is similar to the FDA in the U.S., and so it is a certification we require before we can use the device, a medical device, in Australia. There is a similar one in New Zealand. I do not know the name.
Yeah, I should know. It won't be Pharmac. Someone will help me out. Sorry, I should have this, but it's Friday. Dinesh, this is a really cool innovation. I'm sure it's going to make a big difference. And I suspect that you've had some commercial interest. Surely some people will be wanting to put some money into it.
We are looking for partners with whom we can, because the clinicals, we are technically ready, but we've got the validation done. But in order to convince the TGA that we've got everything in place, we would need to conduct more tests, as well as then look for partners in the medical world who would be willing to try it out and take it to the next step.
Good stuff. Nice to talk to you today.
Thank you very kindly.
That's Professor Dinesh Kumar from Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology, a new app that can reveal whether you might have Parkinson's disease, 82 to 90% accuracy within 10 seconds just by listening to your voice. MedSafe is who I was thinking of.